Even the best and worst days of your life have one thing in common. They're 24 hours long. And I've spent 6,640 worst days of my life on death row. Being tortured and abused. Controlled like an animal. When to sleep. When to eat. When to die. The bruises heal, but the mind games remain. It's the worst day of your life, starting again and again and again. 22 hours a day spent in this cage, without perspective, without hope. There's only silence. Silence creeps up on you. It gets louder and louder until it screams. How can you stay sane? One man wrapped his bed sheet around him and set himself on fire. Another ate his own eyeball. One man believed that if he ran fast enough, he could break through the wall. I mean, how can you stay sane when all you hear, see, or smell is desperation? Fear. Death. I've seen hundreds of them walk down this hallway for the last time. Some guilty, some innocent. Some weren't ready to go, and others wanted to be killed. 18 and a half years of physical imprisonment, but they've never incarcerated my mind. And even the worst day of your life comes to an end. This is my last day. And the beginning of many more.
Anthony Graves was wrongly convicted and escaped death after 18 and a half years of imprisonment. But the death penalty still kills many others around the world. Death to the death penalty. Visit amnesty.org.